We can see the world. We can create the world. We can see the world destroyed. But you're not involved. Because you separate yourself from the senses and observe what is going on. The senses die with the world, but the witness is eternal, has no body to be killed or to die. And therefore, the Eastern cultures first makes you understand in the first part of your life, from your childhood to 25, the learning time, the brahmacharya time, the celibate from the world, to experience the truth. What is the foundation of this world? And then go into the world. If you are established in the self, in the 25 years of studying, or every morning, is the world opening to yourself, and then the evening is the end of the world. You close your eyes, you die. Who knows how long you are sleeping? Who knows? With every moment you're opening your eye, and the world, what you know, comes back. And therefore we say, the very morning, establish yourself in the self and the formless, and the one thought, the one symbol of divine truth. Don't speak of what? Because the world is only a reflection of what you are thinking. And the reflection is limited, and the cause is eternal. So the first hours of the day, the first time before action in your life, should be devoted to spiritual studies. That you don't go the wrong way. That you know what this world is. Not to fall in the trap of an illusion.